So I ran into another problem. My past podcast that I've done had deleted on me. Don't know how, but I figured, you know what? I could let things be and just not do this anymore, or I'm just going to move forward. I'm choosing to move forward. That being said, let me go ahead and tell you guys what I wind up seeing on TikTok that I'm hoping young women could understand what's been happening. So, there was this older woman doing a video on TikTok, and she was talking about how she had moved on up from her job and got paid higher than her husband. She felt that she was the head of the household and that she had every right to divorce her husband. So she wound up doing that. Next thing you know, she has a hard time finding a man. She stated that she had men come over, stood with her at night, and then the very next morning left. And this was a repeated thing. Her ex already wound up building up his life, finding someone else. She can't land anyone. And during this video, she seemed to be early 40s. Now, I know a lot of you guys may be thinking about what age has to do with it. That's stupid. No, not a lot of guys like older women. That's just the way it is. That's their preference. And they're not going to want to be with someone that has been with multiple partners, had no reason to go ahead and divorce her man. Especially if you have kids, that's a little bit difficult because now you have to deal with the baby daddy. Not saying that she has kids. Matter of fact, I don't even know. She didn't even state that in the video. But I'm telling you what some guys don't like. Especially nowadays, it's difficult because a man could be fully bonded with that child to only have the mother say, you know what, this is not going to work. We're going to bounce. And that he has no connection with that child. So men are going to think twice before moving into the relationship. But you can see in this video, this woman had a lot of pain in her. You can hear that she felt bad for doing what she did. And if she could go ahead and take everything back, she would do it. And a lot of times, fellas, you do the same thing. You think just because you are higher up that you could do all these things and then your woman has to accept it. Not the case. Relationships are easy once you wind up getting down to the fundamentals of it. People just make it hard because they allow other people into their circle. They want to hold on to the things that should be put in the past rather than starting something new with their partner. Now, I came across a video on YouTube from Art of Kicks. This is his, I think, second YouTube video, A Different in Perspective. I think that's what you called it. I think that's what he called it, excuse me. And he had this video playing from Just Pearl. I think the podcast was Just Pearly Things, if I'm not mistaken. And she was just talking about these two gentlemen who were criticizing her video. Now, I'm going to go ahead and do a reaction video of my own once I find that full video that she has done. But I don't understand how is it that marriage seems to be difficult. It can become easy if you follow certain steps. Not to say that marriage is always going to be smooth. That's never the case. There's always going to be some sort of hardship. But there is an award at the end of it if you know how to set yourself up. My thing is this, for anybody who is starting off as husband and wife, listen to each other. Make sure that one person does their thing and the next does their half. Talk about chores. I find this to be so easy. Like, let me give you an example. I work during the day. I don't get off until Saturday and Sunday, which sucks because there's not enough time for me on those weekends to do as much in the household because I'm watching my three kids. So I have two boys with autism and then one daughter, and then I have one along the way. So I'm gonna be having four kids. My youngest, you need to want to keep an eye on him. He moves around a lot, grabs a lot of stuff. Early in the morning, he may be banging things on the floor because he doesn't know. So it becomes a little harder for me to do certain things around the house that needs to be done ASAP. I may get to it later on once I find somebody to go ahead and help me watch the little one, but I know how much of a handful he can become. Now, for my wife, she is off Thursday and Friday. She has the perfect schedule, in my opinion, because she's here in the afternoon. So what my wife and I would do, we will help each other out. She cooks, I clean. I help feed one of the boys if he's having a hard time. She winds up doing the other one. I wind up making sure my boys are set for the night. They have the snacks. I put everything inside the bag. Heck, I even wind up making my daughter her lunch. She will go ahead and help me set up the clothes. I put them away. So we have this thing going back and forth that we try to help each other out and make things much more easier. What people have a hard time, especially at the start of their marriage, is that one person is doing more than the other. And you cannot be doing that. I get the fact that there could be a moment that you may be dealing with a whole lot of stress, and you need that moment to relax. Now, you have every right to go ahead and tell your man or your woman that. Every right. And your partner could possibly be helping you out. But if your partner's going to do these things, there should be like an award system for that. You should showcase appreciation to your partner for helping you out. The other thing also is money issues. With everything the way it is, it's nobody's fault. It's not the woman's fault. It's not the man's fault that everything is getting highly expensive and nobody's getting like a raise at the job. That being said, as husband and wife, you don't want the other one to go ahead and go into debt. And I'm only saying this because I've done the research and I saw why people want to find a divorce. And for guys, they listed certain things, and financial was one of them. And it can become difficult, but again, it's nobody's fault. With the way everything is, you gotta make do with what you can. You should go ahead and sit down, plan what you should want to get, what you don't need right now. And if you're trying to aim to get certain things, what money can you put into the side just to get what you need? But there has to be a conversation in this. And a lot of times people just don't have that or don't want to follow anything that a man is saying. Or if a woman is coming up with a great idea, sometimes men don't follow that. It's stupid. Another thing is also is respect. If a man is talking, the woman has to listen. Once the woman talks, the man has to listen. So that has to be work. That right there should be, for me, should be the most easiest thing. But yes, somehow it's difficult. The other thing is, if someone is wrong, admit that you're wrong and don't wind up saying, but hey, you should apologize to your partner. Don't do that. That kind of reminds me of that episode of Roseanne that I saw on TikTok when the son who starred in The Big Bang Theory, he tells his mother, Roseanne, I was absolutely correct. She was wrong. Her reply was, well, you something about like it doesn't matter who's wrong, you should apologize anyway, or something like that. Now the fans within the audience were actually laughing at what the father said when he told his son, it doesn't matter if you're right. Because there's some truth to that. Some women don't accept the fact that they're wrong and would like to go ahead and say, hey, my man was wrong in doing this. Don't do that. I'm telling you right now, men out there are irritated by that because all they want to do when they come home from work is to have peace, not to have drama. If you disrupt their peace, they're going to get highly upset. And it's going to be a back and forth argument. Nobody should ever wind up doing that. The last thing I would say is this as well. Ladies, if you have a history with another man and you have that person on social media, cut them loose. Because you want your man to do that if there was a woman who he has been with. If you leave, it's like what was it that Steve Harvey said? You can't leave doors open and then expect no one to invade. I think it was something within that nature. When you open the door, ladies, to a possibility, because there's going to be a moment that you're going to have an argument with your man, and then it's going to become an issue. Then at that, you're going to want to separate yourself from him. You're going to get so highly upset. You're like, oh, I need to go ahead and go out because you make me angry. It's within this point that another man could make his move. And you need to understand that there are men out there who may be your friends, but they're secretly waiting for you to go ahead and want to split or to catch you in the moment that you are at your lowest. And ladies, look, your man, fellas, same thing. If a woman is selling her business, another woman, I guarantee you, is going to be like, wow, this chick is tripping. She has a good man and she's flipping out like this. I'm going to go over to her man. And then that person is going to lay down the groundwork and then one day take them. So there has to be an understanding with this. And if you guys can't see the bigger picture, this is going to be an issue. Now, before I let you go, I want to go ahead and ask you guys, have you ever seen the Super Mario Brothers movie? I got to say, it's a very good movie. The politics take a back door in this. They don't rear its ugly head in this movie. So it's family friendly. And if you are a gamer, you're going to definitely enjoy the reference it has on past Nintendo games. This is what I like to see in movies, Easter eggs, especially when I play games the same way I'm looking for Easter eggs. It just brings me joy when I'm able to find it. But the movie itself, like, you just get so drawn into it. The voice acting could be a little bit better. I'm not gonna go ahead and deny that. But I'm gonna go ahead and talk about the issue that some people have with it. I think voice acting should be done by anyone. If your voice could fit into that character, it doesn't matter what race you are. You have to make it fit. Can you imagine, for anybody who's an anime fan, you had, and I hate this anime, well, let me say I dislike this anime, One Piece. The main character, Luffy, is played by a woman. But she makes it work with that character, her voice. Don't change it. I'm not a big fan of the anime, but I can respect the fact that she did her job. For anybody who ever saw Cowboy Bebop, you had, I think the character's name was Jet, and he's a white character played by a black actor. I sure as hell don't mind that because the guy played it really well. Cowboy Bebop was one of my favorite animes, and everything worked well. I wouldn't dare change it. So I think that people need to stop complaining when it comes to voice acting. And I can understand if you do a movie based on a real life person. For example, let's say they're going to do a movie of Martin Luther King Jr., but somehow they race swapped, made him white. That's when I would have an issue with it. Because I'm like, hey, this is real life. This doesn't make any sense. Why are you doing that? That's like if I was to read a book also, and they race swapped or changed the genders around on the main character. I'm like, come on, this is stupid. follow the book the way it is and stop changing certain things around. Nobody's not gonna go in and like that. They're gonna get irritated with that. Just focus on things on hand, and then you will make the perfect movie or TV show for people to see. It's that simple. So ladies and gentlemen, don't come, like when you go to the movies, if you haven't seen the Super Mario Bros. Movie, don't come in with your politics. Check it at the door, and I guarantee you, you will have a great time at the theater. Damn, that made me think about the past times I played the Super Mario Brothers in my cousin's house. I really didn't own a Nintendo system of my own until GameCube. And then I remember skipping Wii U. I thought it was like a gimmick that it wasn't going to last long. And I don't think it did. I think Nintendo was stepping up, and that's when they made the Switch. That I have, and I enjoy it. I play some games on it. It's pretty dope. So that being said, let me go ahead and let you guys go. I'm going to go ahead and keep this one short. I just wanted to go ahead and talk about the issues I'm hearing that young women are dealing with, and how I'm trying to go ahead and help people in their relationship, to talk about this movie real short. And hopefully this never happens again, that my episodes get deleted. But thank you guys for joining. Spread this around to other people so that way they can wind up hearing, and then I could grow this podcast even more. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful week.